Glenn Hart died when Brendan was 4 years old in 1998. Money in his memorial fund was earmarked for some kind of park that would benefit young people. At the time, local young people pushed for a skate park. It opened in 2003 and became the cornerstone of Brendan's childhood.
It was also a way for me to feel connected to my dad a bit, because even though I didn't get to spend much time with him, it did feel that connection of knowing that, you know, it was his memorial skate park and that's where I'd spend every day after school.
Over the years, the skate park needed repairs and now needs a total rebuild. The price tag for that is about $200,000. Brendan and the Hart family, as well as some folks with the nonprofit Friends of Meredith Parks and Recreation, began raising money.
So far, we've raised around $35,000, and in addition, now with this 1,000 euro prize.
That 1,000 euro prize is perhaps the most unusual source of funding for a skate park in rural New Hampshire, though if you knew Glenn Hart, it makes perfect sense. Here's how it happened. Glenn Hart loved playing the harmonica as a hobby.
I don't think he was ever even in a band. It was just, he used to play some tunes and he'd have it on him.
After he died, Brendan's mother bought harmonicas for Brendan and his brothers. It really helped keep Glenn's memory alive, even if they didn't play very well at first. Brendan eventually left New Hampshire and moved to France for graduate school. And he learned about a video contest from a German harmonica manufacturer, Hohner. Entrants had to post an interesting video of themselves playing a harmonica. And one day, he got the idea of playing the harmonica while skateboarding. In the video, Brendan's weaving gracefully over bumps and around curves. He seems to do it effortlessly, but he says it took 5 takes, in part because the man holding the camera was skating in front of him.
He held it behind him, so he wasn't even looking at me.
And to Brendan's surprise, he won first prize in the contest.
When it happened, I was just thrilled, and I called my mom right away and told her, and she was through the moon. Since I've been in France, she's been the one doing most of the work back home in Meredith for the skate park.
Brendan says there's still a lot of money to raise, and it's going to take a lot of organization for his family and different groups to rebuild the skate park. But he says the effort is worth it.
It gives kids a place to just express themselves through a medium, and that medium being a skateboard, a scooter, a bike, rollerblades.
And it's a way to carry on the legacy of his father, who didn't skateboard but did appreciate sports, parks, and a good harmonica jam. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.
I want to hear you squall, boy, like you never squalled before. Woo!